Welcome to my very short talk about the project I'm currently working on. Well, I gave it the name Aparoksha. And yeah, I'm going to explain a bit about how I organized this project, about the thoughts behind this project. It's important to note that this project is quite young, and there are certain parts of the project which are fully implemented, but other parts are in a very, very early stage. So don't be disappointed if you check it out and realize that it's impossible to do too much with it currently. So the fundamental idea of the project that I'm currently working on is to find patterns in different fully native UI frameworks. So you can see the file manager of macOS and the file manager of GNOME. And you can see that there are so many parallels between those two design languages that it's kind of natural to find a layer of abstraction that catches this similarity, so that enables those two different UIs that are so similar to be built with one code. And yeah, so for example, you might see that there are those sidebars that are available on every platform, also for example on Windows with WinUI. So it's very natural to create this shared cross-platform framework. And so for the developer experience, I had SwiftUI in my mind, so the declarative reactive framework that can be used to create apps for macOS, iOS, and other Apple platforms. And I just took some of the concepts and implemented it in a more in an open source way. So I mean it's all available, and in a way that makes it possible to combine it with other UI frameworks that are already existing for other platforms, for example Advaita for GNOME. Yeah, and you can see there's this concept of defining state which models what is currently visible in the user interface, and there's this very declarative definition of the UI itself. So those are the main concepts of the interface the developers can use. And so I decided to design the architecture in a way that enables most of the parts of an app one wants to build to be actually written in an interface that is kind of similar to SwiftUI. So of course this shared framework, this cross-platform framework called Aparoksha, this framework cannot, we cannot use this framework for all parts of the user interface, because there are complex views that are only available for one platform, or that there are so many differences between similar views that it's difficult to implement one widget, one view that is available on all the platforms. So I decided to develop those smaller platform-specific libraries that are so you can mix the cross-platform part and the platform-specific part with each other, and through this be able to write as much as possible in an interface that is similar to SwiftUI. And what you can see down there is that I created this package, I called it Meta, which enables a developer to port any existing UI framework that is imperative to a Swift UI-like style. So so this is a very generic library that can be used to create such interfaces from such an interface. And just to illustrate how declarative also the definition of such UI frameworks is. So this is, for example, the definition for a label view, and this translates the declarative interface into the imperative interface. So this is how it looks like. So in case someone is interested in implementing a UI framework for another platform that isn't currently implemented. So then there's like the cross-platform framework, which is based on those native frameworks. And well, currently that's what one can accomplish with the cross-platform framework. So you can see we have certain views, for example, this alert view that is so much standardized between platforms that it's super simple to implement. And there are other patterns, for example, the sidebar pattern I mentioned before, that is also very similar between platforms, but there are other patterns, such as this pattern here, that is also very, very similar to sidebars. It's like a sidebar with less items. So that's basically kind of the two types of views. There are the ones that are already very, very standardized, and the other ones that are a bit more complex to implement. But the availability of widgets is currently quite limited, so don't expect too much right now. You can see there's support for WinUI as well. So the only part of the project that is quite usable at the moment is the port for GNOME, because I'm a GNOME user myself. And you can see there it is possible to distribute apps written in Swift using the most popular app store on Linux, which is called Flattop. And there is a concept called Flatpak, which enables apps to be run in a very restricted environment and ask for permissions for more stuff and to do more stuff. And so I and another Swift developer called JC with an x86 developed an extension for Flatpak, which enables Swift apps to be developed through Flatpak. So that's very, very convenient. Also, you can, for example, in an IDE like GNOME Builder or in VS Code with the Flatpak plugin, you can just open a project written in Swift and that uses Flatpak, and you can run it right away. You don't need to install anything except for Flatpak. And there's also a tutorial on the website that you can use to learn how to interact with Advaita for Swift. And this sample app here illustrates what I mean by saying you can write parts in the native frameworks and other parts in the cross-platform framework. So there, so you can see here, this is fully written in the cross-platform framework, while this view here is fully written in Advaita for Swift, so the framework specifically for GNOME. So you can really mix those things, and it is required to mix those things at the moment. And there are certain patterns that aren't available on certain platforms, so this won't change. And so for my plan for the future, I will definitely implement more widgets. I'll certainly add support for Qt, so for native KDE apps, and also add support for iOS, as the backend for macOS allows full interaction with Swift UI. And actually, there is already a mobile operating system currently supported with GNOME. So thank you for your attention.